Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Hello, 2025. Welcome to our latest schedule monthly. Yes, we miss you. Let's get right to the point. We have Equator, January, Bears, and MLB. Round one, Equator. The Equator is an imaginary line around the Earth, equidistant from the poles, dividing Earth into the northern and southern hemispheres. Shadows disappear at noon on the equator during an equinox because the sun is directly overhead. Question one. At what latitude is the equator located?
Longitude.
Incorrect.
50.
0 degrees latitude. Latitude and longitude are imaginary lines that help pinpoint a location on Earth. Question 2. Which three continents does the equator pass through?
South America, Africa, and Australia.
Incorrect.
Asia.
Yes, that is the third. Good work. Question 3. What is the name of the equator's counterpart that divides the Earth into eastern and western hemispheres?
The borderline.
Incorrect.
The B-equator.
The prime meridian. The prime meridian and the equator intersect at Knoll Island, 600 kilometers off the coast of West Africa. Question 4. What island found near the equator is famous for its role in Charles Darwin's theory of evolution?
Madagascar?
Good guess, incorrect.
Australia?
The Galapagos Islands. Charles Darwin and his famous book, The Origin of Species, will be forever linked to the Galapagos Islands. He only spent 5 weeks there, but they inspired him to develop his theory of evolution.
Is it origin or origin?
Origin.
What you said, origin. Yes, ma'am. Question 5. What is the only ocean the equator doesn't cross?
The Atlantic Ocean?
Incorrect.
The Arctic Ocean?
The Arctic is correct. Now, last show, we made immense fun of Mila because she kept talking about the Southern Sea or the Southern Ocean. Apparently, it's a real thing, okay? There's people who say that the Southern Ocean is a real ocean. I say, meh. I mean, those people are always talking about one world ocean, so I don't know. But we probably owe Mila an apology.
I'm just making fun of both of you now.
2 out of 5 for the round. Moving on to round 2, January. Named after the Roman god of doors and gates. Carnation is the flower. Capricorn and Aquarius are the zodiac signs, and the second Sunday of January is World Laughter Day. Most important of all, though, the iPhone, announced January 9, 2007. Question 1. On January 28, 1986, which space shuttle tragically exploded?
The Apollo 1?
Good guess. Incorrect.
The Mars rover.
I like your polls, but it was the Challenger. The cause of the explosion was the failure of two rubber O-rings. The record low temperatures on the morning of the launch stiffened the O-rings, making it difficult for them to seal the joints. Question 2. Which American author, known for The Raven, was born on January 19, 1809?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Got it. Poets, artists, not really a good job. Rarely richly rewarded during their lifetimes.
I don't want to be an author.
Well, I hope you make some money during your lifetime. Question 3. What state became the 49th state inducted on January 3rd, 1959?
Alaska?
Got it. 50th state a few months later? Hawaii. Question 4. Which famous world leader is celebrated on the third Monday of January?
I don't know. Martin Luther King?
Ooh, she's on fire. Got it. Martin Luther King Jr. Females are never really called juniors. A little history as to why. Back in the day, often the son would inherit the land and the junior would distinguish him from his father. Question 5. January is considered the peak month for sales of what fitness-related product?
Treadmills?
We're looking for something a little different.
Shoes?
So the answer is gym memberships. But you know what? It probably is also the peak month of sales for treadmills, if I had to guess. I was at Costco today and there are like 6 different varieties of treadmills. So we'll give you half a point. Exercise and lose weight are always the top 2 New Year's resolutions. Ladies, it is New Year's Eve as we film this. Do you have any resolutions this year?
To wake up next year.
Okay.
To train Rosa clicker training.
3.5 out of 5. Putting him at 5.5 for the show. Sponsor Golf Pond. 4.6 stars on Amazon. It comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. Not included is the golf club, but therein lies the best part. You don't even need one to enjoy the game. You can simply enjoy it the way we do, cornhole or dart style. Check the link in the description. Round 3, bears. There are 8 species of bears in the world. Question 1. What country is commonly referred to as the bear?
The US?
Incorrect.
China?
Russia. I could not find accurate total bear population, but Russia, Canada, and the US are home to the most bears in the world. Question 2. What species of bears is known for its love of bamboo?
A panda?
Yes, the giant panda, one of the cutest animals in the entire world. I mean, if I was an animal, and I couldn't be an eagle, lion, blue whale, killer whale, or other apex predator, well, I would be a cuddly wuddly panda, of course. 99% of their diet is bamboo. Question 3. What is the most common color of an American black bear?
Black with a brown muzzle?
Black is the most common. I tried to trick you. They can also be brown, cinnamon, or even white. Question 4. What is the name of the world famous bear created by A.A. Milne?
Yogi.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. A.A. Milne's famous quote, "People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day." Question 5. Which bear species is the smallest?
The sun bear?
Yes, the sun bear, also known as the honey bear. The smallest bear, yet it has the longest tongue. Girls, 9.5, headed into the final round MLB. These girls don't know what MLB is, so listeners, go ahead and crush them this round. Question 1. What does MLB stand for?
Something Baseball League.
Major Baseball League?
So she says something Baseball League. She says Major Baseball League. MLB, Major League Baseball. Oh. I'm in the spirit of give him the point. Question 2. Who has hit more home runs than anyone in MLB history?
The batter?
Barry Bonds, polarizing figure because that era of baseball is known as the steroids era, meaning a lot of players were putting substances in their body to improve performance. Question 3. Who was the first African-American to play in the MLB?
Jackson Cores.
I know it's Jackie somebody, I think. Jackie
who?
Rob.
Oh my gosh, I'll give him half a point. You were so close. Jackie Robinson, number 42. He broke the color barrier. He won Rookie of the Year. He won MVP 2 years later. The dude faced adversity. Half a point. Question 4. Fenway Park is MLB's oldest stadium. Where is it located?
New York?
Good guess, no.
I don't know.
Boston. The Green Monster. Listen to my story. One time, shortly after college, my friend Alex was working for a minor league baseball team. We took a trip up to Boston. We got the best seats ever, right behind home plate. We were there for just one night. I don't remember who they were playing, but for this story, pretend it's the Yankees. The game gets rained out. The best seats I ever would have had.
Well, did you have to pay for them?
I don't remember. Probably not. Alex probably got them for free because he was working for some minor league baseball team. Question 5. Which baseball player is famous for calling his shot before hitting a home run in a World Series game?
Alexander Hamilton?
No.
Jackie Robinson?
Oh my gosh, I thought you guys would have got this. Babe Ruth! Did he call it or was he just pointing the bat? Come on, he called it. Fun fact, I led the league in home runs when I was 12. From there, my athletic career pretty much stalled. Girls, 11 points, heading into 2 truths and a lie, peaches. Statement 1. Peaches are a member of the Rose family. Statement 2. Georgia is the largest producer of peaches in the United States. Statement 3. The fuzzy skin on peaches is edible. So you have peaches, member of the Rose family. Georgia, largest producer of peaches. Fuzzy skin, edible. The lie.
Georgia.
What? That is the lie. Because California produces the most peaches, they score 12 points. Happy 2025. We will catch you next time. Thanks for listening.